أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 25, Al-Furqan, The Criterion, Meccan Period. Title. The title of this surah is derived from the very first verse of the surah. Most blessed is he who sent down this criterion. Like most of the surahs of the Quran, the title of this surah too, rather than being an indicator of its contents, has a symbolic significance. Nevertheless, it so happens that the contents of the present surah do bear a close affinity to its title, namely, the criterion. Period of revelation. The style and contents clearly indicate that the surah was revealed in the same period as Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah 23, that is, in the mid-Meccan period. Ibn Jarir
At-Tabari and Fakhruddin Ar-Razi
have narrated a tradition on the authority of Dahak ibn Muzahim and Muqatil ibn Suleiman, which states that this surah was revealed 8 years prior to Surah
An-Nisa,
Surah 4. This also suggests that it was revealed in the mid-Meccan period. See Tabari Tafsir, his comments on verses 68-70. See also Razi
Al-Tafsir
Al-Kabir, his comments on verses 68-71. Subject matter and main themes. The surah addresses the doubts and objections expressed by the Meccan unbelievers about the Quran and the prophethood of Muhammad, peace be upon him, which the Meccan unbelievers were wont to express. Here, all of their objections and doubts are rebutted, and the evil consequences of rejecting the call to truth clearly explained. Like Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah 23, the present surah is also full of graphic descriptions of the moral excellence of the believers, suggesting that this was the criterion, the basis, around which everyone could know those who were true from those who were false. On the one hand was the model of conduct of those whose lives were characterized, thanks to the influence of the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, with moral excellence. On the other hand, was the model of the generality of Arabs, one which the protagonists of ignorance strove hard to maintain. Everyone was, therefore, in a position to make a choice between these two models. Without saying so in clear terms, it seemed that everyone was being asked to decide which of these two models they would like to choose. Within a few years, except for a small minority, the people of Arabia as a whole chose the former model, the one inspired by the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. This response has had a decisive impact and is writ large on the course of human history.